You're listening to Operation Self-Reset Intermittent Fasting. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self-Reset. My name is Jake Naraki, coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we dive into a different topic in the world of personal development. Today, we're not so much going to focus on the mindset, we're actually going to focus on a body hack, or should I say a diet, but I think it's mostly a lifestyle. But before we get into that, let's take a second to thank our sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective quality ingredients, personally tailored to your exact needs. Head on over to takecareof.com and enter promo code RESET to get 25% off your first month of personalized vitamins. Now, with that being said, obviously the sponsor is all about health. Today we are talking about body physique. We're talking about focus. We're talking about energy. We're talking about condensing our eating routine. Now, obviously, this is something that affects all of us, I can agree. All of us, every single day, eat food. No matter who you are, where you're from, rich or poor, you will figure out a way to get food into your mouth, into your belly. It is a part of our existence. We need it. I'm not so much going to talk about exactly what foods to eat to make sure you can have optimal energy levels or focus. I think there's a lot of great information out there. I personally want to share something that I have been doing over the course of the last couple of months. It's called intermittent fasting. I don't want to say it's a craze or a phenomenon. It's been around a really long time. I knew this like a couple of years ago, and I dabbled with it, but it wasn't until recently I started to really focus in with it. Unfortunately, in my type of lifestyle, I can't always fast in the morning because I work for the fire department and I have to have energy when there is an issue and I need to make sure that I have the right fuel for the fire, aka as in energy, to get me forward in my job. But with that, I want to focus in on why I believe that all of us should be at least trying intermittent fasting, why we should be doing it. And there's a lot of great attributes. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, Jake, what the heck is intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting is just basically condensing the amount of time that you eat in a smaller window. For example, the majority of us, some way, somehow, wake up, get ourselves organized, we eat a breakfast or we don't eat a breakfast. But let's say, for example, you do eat a breakfast at 7 a.m. Okay. Now, obviously, you're probably going to maybe have a mid-morning snack, or you don't, but you're going to have lunch around the noon hour. You're going to have dinner around the 5 or 6 o'clock time period, right? Every single day, majority of us, the normal quote-unquote people. Now, the reason why I say this window is because the window of eating started at 7 a.m. and it ended around 6 p.m. Of your last bite at dinner time. Now, that's a big window. You know, obviously, if you're going from 7 to 7, that'd be 12 hours out of your day. But for this example, we're eating 11 hours out of our day. Intermittent fasting is basically condensing that window of eating into a smaller chunk. There are a lot of people that talk about, you know, having a 4-hour window of eating. Some people talk about a 6-hour. The majority, the kind of standard, is that you fast, aka do not eat anything, for 16 hours. And then for 8 hours, you eat. That 8 hours can be placed anytime within a 24-hour period. Now, you're thinking to yourself, this sounds ridiculous or it sounds easy. I should give it a try. What are the main attributes? What are the key facts behind intermittent fasting? Now, unfortunately, I don't have all the research in every single study documented, but what I can say is that when you do go into the Google machine, you start looking up intermittent fasting to make sure that you're making a wise choice for your body and your mind, you will find heavily documented cases from different universities, different industries, all different types of people really talking about and researching the benefits of intermittent fasting. Before I get into why maybe you should do it or the science behind it, I just want to say this. I am not a doctor. I don't act like a doctor. I am a regular dude just like yourself that is looking for little hacks to help me become freaking awesome. And so with that, intermittent fasting has so far taken the cake in that attribute. Now, A little bit about me before I get into the study. I'm an active individual. I work out every single day. I work for the fire department. I have three young boys. I make sure that I'm putting good food into my body to make sure that I get good fuel and good energy out. And so I'm very conscious and self-aware of what my body is doing every single minute of the day. I understand when things are out of whack. I do not like to be in pain. I do not like to feel oozy or weird or anything like that. So what I'm going to share with you is from my own personal experiences, from a guy that is very self-aware of who he is and what he's about and how he personally feels consistently throughout the day. So with that, hopefully this can be a good judgment or at least an educational kind of show, and maybe you will want to jump in the pool of intermittent fasting. So what is one of the big attributes of intermittent fasting? The biggest and most crazed about and kind of clickbait, aka, is losing weight. By condensing the amount of time that you eat in a day, you are forcing your body to use and burn calories outside of the normal window of eating. Like I said, the normal window of eating is 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., we'll say. But if you're condensing that and you're only eating from noon until 8 p.m., or I should say noon as in like in the afternoon, to 8 p.m., and you're leaving your morning open without eating anything, you are continuing your fasting from the time you go to bed or the time you at least eat your last bite of dinner to the time that you starting around your lunch hour. Now, the benefits, of course, are losing weight because as we know, if you don't have enough fuel going in, your body needs to create fuel. You may be thinking to yourself, Jake, I think that sounds really rad. I like the idea, but I'm a guy that wants muscle and I understand by not eating, I'm actually burning muscle first before calories and fat within my body. That may be true. There is a lot of documentation and research that does the yin and the yang. So depending on who you are, if you are an average Joe as an individual that just wants to have a good physique, good energy, good focus, this may be for you. If you're an individual that is a hardcore triathlete, individual that is a bodybuilder, you have specific goals that you want to accomplish, a marathon or something like that, I do not suggest intermittent fasting. Maybe do it when you are cycling off of your competition or whatever you have planned in your life. So with that, let's talk about burning weight. As we know, if we want to lose weight, we need to reduce the amount of calories that we put into our body. About 10 years ago, the fad was eating six small meals throughout the day. It breaks it up. It allows your body to digest food slower, keeps your metabolism going, all those great things. I think there's a lot of merit to it. I think there's still a lot of credibility with that type of system. But that is like burning a candle as opposed to burning a torch when it comes to losing weight. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt, but I want to talk about our sponsor for today. Again, the show is sponsored by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective quality ingredients personally tailored to your exact needs. You're probably thinking to yourself, all right, that sounds great. Tell me more. Well, all right, perfect. First off, even when you try to maintain a healthy diet, it can be hard to get all the nutrients your body needs for long-term health. Vitamins can fill in the important gaps that your body is missing from your diet or give you an extra boost where you need it. 90% of all people fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. The best part is Care Of has an awesome online quiz to make it really easy to figure out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need in your diet. And probably the best part, cost. It costs around 20% less when compared to similar brands at local drug food stores or health food stores. Honestly, I was granted the permission to get a free package of Care Of vitamins, and I will say this, I am a vitamin freak. I take probably around 20 or 30 vitamins a day. Well, obviously not during intermittent fasting. I wait until I eat some food to digest those pills, but I believe in this product so much, I'm going to continue buying them. Care Of provides awesome customer service, and most importantly, they provide every single pill that you order in one convenience package. So all you do in the morning or afternoon or when you take your vitamins, you rip it open, you pour it in your hand, and you put it down the chute. It is an amazing experience. It's so easy. You can throw them in your pocket. None of the vitamins smell like vitamins. You know how some of those the bodybuilders, you know, they smell like stale vitamins or whatever. Care Of has excellent quality. Truly, it digests very well. There's no issues. They don't smell. And I am a big believer in this company. So again, if you want to check them out, and if you're a vitamin freak like myself, head on over to takecareof.com and enter the promo code RESET for 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Again, check it out. At least if you don't think you need vitamins, at least go through their free quiz. It's really simple. It takes like 3 minutes. It's really fun to go through to see the areas that you are lacking and where vitamins can help boost that up. Again, head on over to takecareof.com, enter the promo code RESET for 25% off your first month's order of personalized Care of vitamins. So with that being said, I appreciate you guys and thanks for listening, and go check out takecareof.com to get 25% off your first order by using the promo code RESET. Thank you much. Intermittent fasting is basically starving yourself for 16 hours. Now, you may be thinking, Jake, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds harmful, and there's going to be a lot of issues with my body, my focus, and energy. As like anything, if you try something for the first time, you're going to feel not normal. It's going to be difficult. There is going to be some hunger pains involved, but I'm telling you, the benefits are worth it. Now, what are the pluses of intermittent fasting? First is obviously fat loss, but second is regeneration. Did you know that every time that you put food or water or anything into your body, your blood cells, your digestive enzymes are working and pulling energy from other parts of your body to break down that food, to break down that thing that you put inside of your body to dissolve it and to create energy out of it? So your body takes a massive amount of energy to break down the food that contains the energy for your body to use. The more food that you're putting into your body on a regular basis, if you decide to eat 6 small meals a day, your body is swarming your gut with energy to break down that food. It increases your internal temperature. It's doing whatever it can to shred it apart and to reap the nutrients of that piece of steak or power bar or what have you. By intermittent fasting, you're allowing that those white blood cells, those enzymes, those regenerative cells to do other things in your body. Work on your skin, work on your organs to secure and reinforce the veins and all different types of systems within your body. Because like I said, if you're eating, your body's attacking the food. It's taking away the resources to help build your infrastructure internally. By fasting, it allows those cells, allows that energy to be used in other parts of your body. If you have skin issues, if you have organ issues, if you have a whole slew of different types of issues, this may be your golden ticket to at least you looking into it further. I'm not saying that you should go and do this right away, but I'm saying you should take an educated decision off of this and to see if it's right for you. So number one, or I should say number two, is regeneration. The third is probably the biggest for me, focus and brain power and energy. They kind of go hand in hand. I mean, they're all kind of the same, right? Now, kind of just like what I was talking about regeneration before, that if I am trying to create an amazing podcast or prepare an exceptional presentation or to get that TPS report done and handed in, and if I'm putting food into my mouth, my energy level is going to decrease. My focus is going to decrease because of the same type of issues with regeneration. If I'm putting food into my belly, it's taking away resources to attack that food and to break it down. By me fasting, I actually have more energy, more focus, and more ability to keep myself on task. Now, I come from an individual that was diagnosed in the third grade as ADHD. I have a tough time focusing, but I will tell you that early on, if you choose intermittent fasting, you're not going to have this just aura of energy. It'll take around day 3 or day 4 until you really start to get this like power, this energy. It's more than caffeine. It's more than tea. It's more than a pre-workout drink. It is absolutely this unbelievable force because you're not withdrawing energy from your body. You're not withdrawing energy from your brain or from your eyes or from your neurons to attack the food and to break it down. You're allowing yourself to focus on the task. And for me, that has been the biggest aha or breakthrough with intermittent fasting. For you, you may be wanting to do it for other reasons. For me, this is my biggest reason. Obviously, when it comes to personal development, becoming better, we need to focus. We need to read. We need to get organized. We need to have clear workspaces. We need so much things in our life. How awesome would it be if you could increase your daily output by at least an hour? Wouldn't you say that you eat breakfast, about a half an hour, snacks throughout the day, another 10, 15 minutes, just adding on food throughout the day of munching and grabbing and going, all different types of things. By you reducing your window of eating allows you actually to have more time, because you're not going to be walking around your kitchen. You're not going to be seeing what's in the refrigerator 15 times or opening up that cookie cabinet just to make sure the cookies are still there. You will be focused. Now, of course, you need to set bold lines and say, this is the type of person I am. I need to make sure that I follow through. But nonetheless, there's a lot of great benefits here. So the other part is truly convenience, probably the last part here. So number four would be convenience. It's very nice not to be worried about, what am I going to eat in the morning? Should I eat something very carb heavy? Should I eat cereal? Should I have a waffle? Should I make oatmeal? Should I do a protein shake? Should I have a green smoothie? All different types of things. For me, it has been a game changer. I have about 15, 20 minutes increase in output in the morning because I'm not worried about what I'm putting into my body. Now, with that, you need to understand that you are waking up from a time period of you sleeping to now you are vertical, as in you're standing up, you're getting organized. The things that you may be doing in your normal routine may interfere with fasting. And so I'm going to kind of segue into what kind of things should you be drinking? What can you drink? What can't you drink? What should you be doing? What shouldn't you be doing? Number one, if you're an individual that takes vitamins or supplements or medication, obviously eating them on an empty stomach may create some type of stomach pains, nausea, what have you. So obviously take that into effect on when you take your pills if you choose to go down the road of intermittent fasting. The second is, what can you eat what can you drink in the morning? Because obviously you're going to be thirsty, and there's probably things in your daily routine that you enjoy, a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, maybe milk, a protein shake, what have you. Anything that has calories to it, you cannot eat, okay? Or I should say drink. You can have coffee, but it has to be black. Don't do bulletproof coffee. Don't put butter in your coffee. Don't put oils in your coffee. Don't do anything like that. You can have tea, caffeinated or decaffeinated, but don't put sugar in it. Don't put aspartame in it. Don't put any other type of sweetener. There are some individuals that have done heavy research in the world of fake sweeteners, of natural sweeteners. Some people believe you can put stevia in your cup of coffee or tea to make it sweet if you really crave it. Do your own research, see how your body reacts to it. But for me personally, I drink coffee black. I drink my tea straight up. I drink pretty much just fluids in the morning, water, coffee, tea. There are some days that I will have some apple cider vinegar and some lemon juice. Now, you're thinking to yourself, Jake, those have calories in them. There's natural sugars in there. Very true. But if you do the research on lemon juice or apple cider vinegar, there are so many more pluses than negatives. And so by me taking into account or drinking apple cider vinegar and lemon is actually giving me four steps forward instead of one step back. And so for me, I personally find a benefit to it. Again, do your own research. This is just me. I am one example, one individual telling you the benefits of this. So what is the negative part of intermittent fasting? Number one, you're changing routine, you're changing your habits. Probably the biggest. A lot of us want to do a lot of great things in this world, but unfortunately, to get there, we need to change things up. We need to change our habits, our routines, our frameworks, the way that we view ourselves, and the way we view our future. If you want to truly lose the weight, you need to be determined and focused. Obviously, fat loss is a big attribute. It's a kind of the selling point. Who doesn't want to lose weight, right? I mean, I think all of us could probably lose a couple of pounds. So by intermittent fasting, obviously allows you to lose weight because you're not eating. There will be hunger pains. There will come times of you craving food. You will have the urge to eat. But if you subside those pains and you smother them with coffee or tea, caffeine is a stimulant that does suppress hunger pains, and you push through, I guarantee by day two or three, you will not be questioning, should you be eating or walking around the cafeteria or anything like that. So number one, a big negative would be the hunger pains. And then number two, negative will be just the general change of your diet. By starting intermittent fasting, you may be a little lightheaded. You may feel a little woozy. You may feel not so much yourself. But again, anytime you do something new, there's always going to be a trial period. There's always going to be an adjustment period. But if you're able to push past until about day 3 or 4, you will reap the rewards. Again, the reason why I'm providing this podcast is not to tell you that you're fat, you need to lose weight. It is mostly to remind you that there are ways and little biohacks that we can do to increase our energy output. For me, I crave energy. What can I do to increase my energy without always stimulating myself or taking caffeine pills or pre-workouts or anything that is not natural per se? Obviously, I enjoy coffee. I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy tea that's caffeinated. It's good. I feel good when I drink it. But you need to remember that this is you're starting something new, and there's going to be an adjustment period. I want to now talk about kind of part three here of how can you slowly segue yourself into intermittent fasting if my pitch sounds interesting to you. Number one is this. If you are an individual that eats breakfast every morning, all I want you to do is to stall breakfast for an hour the first day. The second day, increase it by an hour, and there so on and so forth, until you do get to your quote-unquote 16 hours of fasting. Again, 16 hours of fasting starts when you stop eating dinner, and it ends when you have your lunch or 16 hours after that time point. If you're looking for resources, if you're looking for apps or things to help guide you, there are awesome apps out there. Just type intermittent fasting into your app store. There's a lot of free applications that can help you in this and track your time and progress. It will send alarm to you. It'll give you congratulations, all different types of things, whatever you need to kind of keep focused, to have your blinders on. Again, this is challenging in the beginning, but the reward will be truly worth it. Truly worth it. You will feel weird, you'll feel odd, but you won't feel bloated. You'll feel you'll feel really good. That's all I'm going to say. You just feel really good. And so, again, if you are having difficulty thinking, man, I don't know if I cannot eat for 16 hours, again, just extend your breakfast 1 hour until you do reach that 16-hour fasting schedule, and then eat for your 8 hours. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, Jake, well, okay, if it's time to eat now, can I just have at it? Can I eat ice cream and hamburgers and all different types of things? Unfortunately, you can't. I mean, you could if you wanted to be honest with you. I mean, sure, have at it. But the whole point of intermittent fasting is not so you can starve yourself and then just eat like an animal. It is truly to help you regenerate, help you increase your energy and output, and obviously to help you lose a couple of pounds. And so by doing that, you need to make sure that when it is time to eat, you're still eating good food. You're still eating wholesome things. You're having your greens, you're having your proteins, you're having balanced carbs, all different types of stuff. I'm not saying that you can't have any sweets or anything like that in there. You can have some chips. It doesn't really matter, but all in moderation. So instead of you eating over a 12-hour period, you're condensing it down to an 8-hour period. And if you really want to be hardcore, there are individuals that close that window a little more, and they stop eating. They only eat for 6 hours. There's some people that only eat for 4 hours. Like for today, I had my first meal around 2:30 in the afternoon, and I finished up dinner around 5:30 p.m. And I haven't had anything since. It's now 8:45, and to be honest, I still feel full. I don't feel like I'm craving anything. I don't have a sweet tooth right now. I'm not trying to scarf down some popcorn to fill me up before bed or anything like that. I have truly reap the benefits of the fasting, intermittent fasting. And for you, go on the Google machine, check it out, see if it applies to you. Again, when it comes to putting things into your body, can you drink diet sodas? There are some people that say, yes, you can. There are some people that say you can't. If you are an artificial sweetener person, again, do your own research. But I would suggest try drinking copious amounts of water. Drink your caffeine if you're a caffeine individual, or diet, or I should say decaffeinated caffeine, a cup of coffee or tea, whatever floats your boat. And see how your body is adjust from there. Again, don't dive into this thinking that intermittent fasting is going to change your life and tomorrow morning you're going to not eat until 3 p.m. Because you may not be able to do it. You're going to be just a hot mess. Again, gradually get yourself into it, and you can reap the rewards of massive, massive focus into your life. So with that being said, I'm going to stop now, and I'm going to allow you to take your own kind of research and documentation on intermittent fasting to see if it's appropriate for you and your lifestyle. Like anything, you know, talk with your doctor, talk with friends, family. People have done it. Like I said, I have done it over the course of the last couple of months. I truly have found huge benefits of it. It's something I think I spoke of maybe once or twice before, but never in this depth. I really believe in it, and I think that it can benefit you losing weight, creating massive focus, getting organized, and of course, condensing the amount of time you eat so you're not focused and always worried about when you're going to eat and letting the hunger pains dictate the way that you show up in the world. So with that being said, I'm going to cut this short. I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart for taking time to listen to this podcast in particular. If this is your first time listening to the show, please head on over to iTunes, leave a review for Operation Self Reset Podcast. And if there's anything that I can do for you guys in the meantime, please send me an email, jake@operationselfreset.com. So with that being said, you guys are freaking awesome. Be freaking awesome. If you know somebody that needs a little bit of awesomeness in their own personal life, feel free to share this podcast or just to pass on the great information to help out your friends, your coworkers, and the people that you love most in your life. Again, gratitude to you. Have a great day. Have a great week. Until next week, Wednesday, be freaking awesome. We'll see you.